Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I've observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at these words. So Jesus said again to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there's no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and aunts with persecutions, and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to pass through a needle than a rich man go into heaven. Don't think this rich means money. This richness means selfishness. Whenever we don't love, you're rich of yourself, you can enter into the kingdom of God. So don't tell yourself, I'm poor, so you're certainly you go to heaven. Not necessarily. But don't say that he's a millionaire, he can't go to heaven. Neither don't say this. Money is very secondary. It's attitude that's important. If you use your money to serve, you're not rich. Although you have money, you're not rich. Because your heart is shared to share. You keep it for yourself. More important, the message, not because of rich or not rich. Most important is that the will of God, that you have love, right? When you love, you have to open up your heart. You close yourself, you cannot love. When we say open yourself means have this silence of heart to listen to the people that they need your hearing. Serve them as a servant. Although you are a millionaire, serve the people next to you. But they in need. They don't need your money. They need your care. They need your love. When you keep to yourself, although you are poor, you are rich in yourself, then it's easier for camel to enter the needle than you go to heaven. Because the will of God for each one of us is to live up a calling. Because we are born, we're created in the image of God. Blessed Trinity. Blessed Trinity is a mutual giving, mutual receiving. This is the richness. When you don't give, you are poor. Doesn't belong to heaven. When you live, the meaning of Blessed Trinity means share, lose yourself for others. At times it's not too difficult, but at times it's hard. Because we have the self, very big self. And we don't want to lose it. That's why Jesus said, I come. Be the servants of servants. The title of the Pope, when he write letters, he said, servants of the servants. He is a servant. We too. So this richness means material goods. It can block us from loving more. So today is a simple message. Jesus wants us. He called us, each one of us. Don't tell yourself, I'm poor. No, everybody is rich. Rich in giving. Don't keep for yourself. This is a calling. To be a priest, you have to give your whole life. To be a father of a family, you have to give until you die. You are called to be a mother. You have to give all your life until you die. Everybody, no exception. If you keep for yourself, you already died. Because you have no life, no love. Where there is love, there is life. And that's the real meaning. And Jesus says, whatever you give, receive hundredfold. This is so true. I give up my family. I know when I enter the seminary, I have to tell myself, you cannot marry anymore. No family. But you are now my family. I bet you concern my health too. If I'm sick, you pray for me too, right? You concern, you care for. You care for me, I'm sure you care for me. This is hundredfold. 100 brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, that's the gospel, the last words. Huh? So true. Wherever I go, no matter in Hong Kong, in Canada, in Hong Kong side, Kowloon side, New Territories, all parishes, different parishes, there's always kind of fraternity. So I always give thanks that I cannot say I give up my family. Yeah, a little bit, of course. But really, Jesus is promising. I'm not telling you that you have to go to seminary, but to be a good person, always ready to give. Nothing reserved for yourself. The more you give, the more you're Christ-like. That's our call. So let us prepare ourselves for this Eucharist and also profess our faith, this then, and say, I believe in one God.